My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, a lot of feedback on this. It's your all-hate parlay. Who would you hate to see win the World Series, college football, national championship, and the Super Bowl? My son had a friend send over an all-hate parlay. What would be, who would be on your all-hate parlay card? Now, immediately my thought is this is a flawed emotional hedge, because if you start betting on teams you hate, you're happy when they lose because you hate them. But if they happen to win at all, you at least make money. And the problem with making it in a parlay is you can have two of the three win at all, and you're not happy at all. I mean, imagine if you had in your all-hate parlay card the Yankees. They don't win the World Series. But then, you know, the two teams you hate in college football and the Super Bowl win at all. You get nothing. In fact, you probably hate it more because you came close to hitting on your parlay. But here we go. Mike B. writes in, Notre Dame, Minnesota Twins, and the Green Bay Packers. Bonus pick, the Pittsburgh Penguins. From Gerald in Brownstown, my all-hate parlay card, Ohio State and the Natty, Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl, the Yankees to win the World Series, the Chicago Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup. My all-hate parlay card, Northwestern to win the Natty, the Bears to win the Super Bowl, the Cubs or White Sox to win the World Series, the Bulls to win the NBA, the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup, just F Chicago. That's from an unnamed texter. John in Lake Orion says, if you don't include Duke in an all-hate parlay, then it's not valid. Decent call. We didn't.
Wait, you didn't like Duke football?
Yeah, I guess. Right? What are we talking about here? My all-hate parlay card, Duke to win the World Series, Duke to win the Super Bowl, and Duke to win the Natty. Jason Brighton, Ohio State to win the college football playoff, the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and the Yankees to win the World Series. Pete in Waterford, the Packers to win the Super Bowl, the Royals to win the World Series, and Michigan to win the national championship. Again, Pete writes. Will says, my all-hate parlay, Michigan, Dallas, and the Gribe. I got to tell you, the Gribe would suck. That would suck. Feedback, Matt in Detroit says, my girlfriend is a University of British Columbia alum, and we've been so excited about him getting drafted. The Lions also laughed immediately, anticipating how confused Detroit was going to be about all things UBC. Jokes aside, it looks like he's getting his footing. Needs to tighten up on those penalties, though. So we got a Manu fan out there. And apparently it goes way back. Like there's, it's one thing to be a recent Manu fan. But it's another thing if you go back with him. You go back like you were a fan before it was cool to be a fan. Champ TJ Watt for giving my kid his hat. Chump Florida State. So wait, what happened? I want more details. TJ Watt gave your kid a hat? That's pretty cool. Champ Aaron Judge, what a season he's having. Chump me. I thought I was done with the Tigers, but they are sucking me back in. I fully expect them to finish under hot 500, but I can't stop watching these kids coming up. Well, don't apologize. You don't have to call yourself a chump. Look, every time we bring up, I'll be fair here, every time we bring up the Tigers competing, Kang, am I wrong? Do we get texts from people saying, oh, yeah, now that it's too late? Like they don't think it means anything because they started to win essentially after the trade deadline when they gave up on the year. And to me, it's not about that at all. It's about Chase Young being here. It's about Torque being back and looking like he might be fixed. Parker Meadows might be fixed. And then guys like Trey Sweeney and Dylan Dingler, sure, see what you got. You know, I mean, they are interesting. And we talked about it last week. The Detroit Tigers are parading out a lineup with the most homegrown talent we have seen since the late 70s, early 80s. And I'm talking about the everyday lineup, not the pitchers. They seem to have always done a good job, done a better job at developing pitching. But not everyday players. And they got a whole bunch of them. Now, not all these guys are you know, homegrown products. Sweeney's not a homegrown product, but most of them are. I don't know. It's okay to be. Don't apologize.
No, I mean, if you're looking for wins or a wild card berth, then yeah, you're delusional, I would say. But if you're looking to see the young players develop and seeing that development happen, yeah, that's something to... Don't apologize for watching that and being excited about that. Like you threw out some of the numbers. That's something, yeah, you got to look for something to build upon for next year. That wild card graphic or whatever, I don't know, someone texts you. I mean, I wouldn't even think twice about that, honestly. And it's nice that they are winning these games. I mean, they're 7-3 in their last 10, but that's so minor compared to just seeing the young guys get better at their position, at the plate, and that's the most important thing.
So... You know, there becomes a point in the season where you might not be watching for wins, but you're tuning in for certain at-bats. They'll have guys hit consecutively that I want to watch hit. I want to watch Parker Meadows hit. I want to watch Spencer Torkelson hit. I still want to watch Riley Green. I want to watch Chase Young hit. I want to watch Sweeney hit. I want to watch Dylan Dingler hit. Like, yeah, see what we got here. There's a lot of Johnny Next guy going on here. Let's be clear. But that's okay. That's okay. I think, authentically interesting now. But to each their own, I get it if you have checked out and don't want to check back in, but I find them to be authentically interesting. I can turn their games on. I don't really live and die with the wins and losses, because why would I? But I also can watch their games and, I mean, everything they do positive could be the start of something good. Sink or swim. And some are going to absolutely sink. 248-539-9797. More feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Champ, the Tigers for having a great weekend. Chump, Florida State. They're getting a lot of that. Regarding Jake Bates, Bates also missed the new landing zone twice, and that is very punitive now. Haven't heard any discussion on getting consistent kickoffs combined with missed extra points and field goals. Yeah, they got to make sure that doesn't happen. The special teams play has not been great this preseason.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Between long kicks, kick returns allowed, between the penalties, they put the ball on the ground way too much. Look, Dave Phipps is a really good special teams coordinator, and he's proven to be so while he's here. And I'm not particularly concerned yet because I think in the preseason, it's guys on the bubble that are playing a lot of special teams. These are guys that they're trying to see if they have multiple uses that a player can play on offense, defense, and special teams, right? You don't offense or defense and special teams. If you are the last few guys on the roster, you better be a depth guy that can contribute on special teams. So they're testing a lot of players. They're testing a lot of players. And so the mistakes on special teams in the preseason probably bother me less. But you brought up, the texter brought up Jake Bates. Yeah, you don't want to miss the landing zone.
You think that's just attributing to getting used to this new thing?
I think it might be.
How I was looking for, I read that text and I sent it over to you, and then I started thinking, like, way down the line. What if kicking into the landing zone happens in the Super Bowl and is a huge penalty to cause a team to come back and win or get a big score? You know, like, is that going to be like, okay, this is a stupid rule, why are we doing this? Or, hey, you've had all year. This is, everyone's been playing by these rules. This is part of football now, at least for this year.
I think you should be able to get that one down. Look, if you're trying to, if you're 55 yards away and you can boom it through two sticks 55 yards away, you should be able to hit a landing zone. But it is a new skill. It's forgivable to be doing it early on, but it can't continue, right? The landing zone. I can't believe we're having this is a real talk.
I don't want to be the Lions to be the first one to get screwed by the stupid landing zone thing.
Under old previous Lion regimes, I'd be 100% convinced that that was going to happen. That the Lions are going to be the first team that, you know, scores a late touchdown to take a 2-point lead. Woohoo! You know, and we're all fired up. They miss the landing zone, give up great field position. Green Bay kicks a field goal at the end to win by one. In week two of the season, and everybody, Sunday Night Football, okay, you know, you could see them on Sunday Night Football. We haven't seen this yet. Somebody misses the landing zone and it cost them a game. Like, it would totally be the Lions. But it's a new era of Lions football, so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.